What is up, everybody? Oh my God, we are back. We are back. I can't believe I'm still alive from the coronavirus, guys. I cannot believe I survived for now. For now. But welcome back to the fucking Scavoli Show. Your favorite white boy is here, and I have two guests today, and they're sisters. Like, holy shit, sisters. And like, you guys are gonna be asking, like, Scavoli, why don't you hit one of them? Hit one of them. Like, I can like punch them, but I'm not gonna hit it the other way, you know, guys, you know, not the other way. Because one has a boyfriend and one just has relationship issues to the max. I don't know what the fuck strong it are, but she's got it going, you know, she's good, she's all right, we love her. But introducing my two beautiful friends in the world, Jackie and Julie, girls. Can you hear me?
Period.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, look. Oh, well, this is so cute. We can hear each other. Oh,
Yeah, your
God.
intro was so funny.
You
I was trying
know?
not to crack up. I was so trying not to crack up, bro.
I have to say something nice. You know, always keep it classy. You know, classy around here.
Yes,
Classy.
sir.
Yeah. But how are you girls doing? I know we talked earlier, but how are you girls holding up with the coronavirus and school? Because I know school's canceled for y'all, but you still have online classes.
Yeah, Corona messed me up, messed my senior year up. Let's just say that. You know,
She's about to have virtual graduation.
about to have no prom. Like, this online schooling ain't it.
really isn't. These teachers doing the most, giving us work for no reason. They know
They
damn well they can
are.
give us all this damn work
Like,
in actual school.
I'm not trying to FaceTime you at home. Like,
exactly. Like, what are
No
you
one wants
doing?
to see your background picture of your face and your wife and your
Yes.
kids that you're happy
Exactly.
not with, you know?
Telling me what to do. You're not here, so I'm not gonna listen to you.
Exactly.
But girls, we have interesting topics today. I know we went through some of them earlier, but give the viewers, give these listeners that are listening to your beautiful voices, like, what is a bad friendship to you? Like what, or like a bad relationship, if you want to even go further, step into it.
Me and Jackie relate more to bad relationships, I would say.
Definitely.
Like,
Definitely.
and you know all the way. We tell you all our problems. Ask for a,
Unfortunately.
yeah. We ask for advice because me and Jackie, we both make mistakes.
Big ones.
And I
Huge
don't,
ones.
Huge
yes,
ones.
huge ones. And those are mistakes that we're gonna have to live with. But,
Me personally, I feel like when it comes to relationships, like I can never like I like I've never like loved someone. You get what I'm trying to say? Like
Yes. You
I
never
haven't
had that
like yeah, like I
connection.
exactly I never had that connection. So like if I was to meet someone, I'll just be like, okay, whatever. Julie, on the other hand,
Yeah, she's fucked up.
yeah.
Hey,
She all over the place.
You're all over the place with your emotions.
Yeah, because but it's not my fault, it's them. Those people,
They're so used. People are so
they're
used.
so used to what they had that they don't want something new.
Yeah, they're
Yeah,
so,
you're right.
like they're used to like girls who like smoke, drink, you know all that stuff. But then Julie, she's not like that. She's like she's innocent, like.
Like, I'm someone who's good for you, but these
Oh.
people, they don't see that and they make excuses
Yeah.
to not be with me.
They want someone where they can relate with, because like they'll smoke, they'll drink whatever, and if you don't do that, then it just feels weird for them to do it by themselves. They need
Yeah.
someone that where they can relate with so that they feel equally like comfortable. But like if it's with like an innocent girl like Julie, they're gonna be like they already know she's gonna be like, oh, I don't want no one to drink, smoke,
They
like
just want them toxic girls. Like, okay, let them do you wrong. Let them hurt you, manipulate you, make you feel belittled. Let them do that to you because you ain't gonna find no one better if you keep going after the same
Oh.
girls.
Exactly. I feel like if you're in a relationship, before you get into a relationship, you need to know your worth first. So that if anything happens between you and a guy or a girl, it doesn't matter. Like, you know where you stand. You know that you have something that they don't have. It's just like, it's all about, like, how you call it? It's all about self-preservation.
Self-love
Yeah,
or no
self-love.
self-right? Oh, okay.
Self-love. If you don't, like, if, I know this sounds really, like, cliche, but if you don't love yourself and you let, like, someone else, like, love you for them, like, you get what I'm trying to say? Like,
I know what you're
no.
trying to say, girl. I
Yeah.
know what you're preaching. You're preaching
Yeah.
the good
I'm
juice right now,
preaching.
girl.
Amen.
Yes,
You gotta
bitch.
write a
Yes.
book. Yeah, we need a
Yeah,
book.
write a
Our
book.
lives is sad.
Oh my
No, it is.
God.
It is sad. Very sad.
Okay. Okay.
Very sad.
Okay. Okay.
But in a
But
good way. In a good way, though. Sad in
yeah.
a good way.
I don't know. Our stories, Me and Jackie have many stories, and we don't mind sharing them because I feel like these stories not only make people laugh, but like
they can relate.
They can relate to it.
Yes, this show is all about the truth, girl. So if you got the truth, you got the tea. Fucking spill it. No one is holding you back. Get no one is holding chill a gun it. To you. Start. No one has a cat scratching your post right now. What my cat is doing. No one has that.
Drink the tea and spit that shit out. Go.
Yeah.
Please.
And if you want your Baby Yoda plushes on time, you get your Baby Yoda plushes on time. All right? Don't be afraid of who you are.
I'm never afraid. I'm the most conceited bitch you ever meet in your
life. Oh, okay. Ow.
So, I know I look good. I know my worth.
Oh, shit.
So, I know what I'm getting myself into. It's their fault. Their loss. Because next thing you know, they end up coming back for a second chance. No second chance over here.
And she's
going
to be the one to turn them down and be like, no, you had your chance.
Too bad.
Too
bad.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Next thank you. Next.
I know, right?
Thank you.
Now, next. Girls, can you tell me any bad relationships that you go through? Not in a like in a short story way. You know, we don't want to have a long period, 3-hour conversation like we always have. But like, just give the viewers a piece of that, the juiciness of a bad relationship, and then can you describe how you can get out of that and how you, because you're so heartbroken after a bad relationship, you know, like tell the viewers how you like bossed up and got through it.
Okay, Julie can explain this one because she's been
okay. Yeah, I have two, but one of them I don't feel like sharing because it was so short, so it's not really, it's whatever. But one of the main ones, I wouldn't consider it as a relationship, but it was something. And, like, people could admit it. Like, I think Jackie could admit it herself that Definitely. There was something there between me and that person. But that person was just scared to admit it to himself. Because I guess he didn't see it coming, me and him.
Yeah.
But more of the story, a situation happened. He called me names, said things about me to other people in our family.
That weren't true.
That weren't true. Made me feel, like, belittled. And, like, anything I said, he was like, oh, she said this. He's, like... It was, he said, she said,
he
over and
her
over
words
again.
Out of proportion.
Yeah. And then, you know, I snapped one day. I told him, act like a man, step back like a little boy. Like, and from this day, like, it's been a year and a half already that I have a grudge against him, but I'm going to let that go because now I know that our friendship is done. And whatever we have is done. I lost my feelings for him. I don't know if he has feelings for me still. He lost it. I could give two fine shit. I really do Ooh. Not care because
look at what you made me do. Ooh.
I do not care if like that. He changed me. He changed, but he changed me for the better. Like,
oh,
he's done.
Preach it. Like, keep going.
He lost
Dig
me.
Into it.
He lost me forever. I don't care if he comes to me. What happened to us? You lost me. We're done.
Oh, yeah,
I
done.
Do not want to see you. You go your way. I go my way. Like, right. I can't be with someone who made me feel like nothing and made me cry.
Exactly.
Like those
more of the story, ladies, gentlemen, like if you're gonna get in a relationship with someone, make sure that your feelings are equal. Make sure that what you're feeling is like,
and if you know something's there, instead of texting that person like I did, go up to that person and tell them how you feel to get a face-to-face reaction, because that's the best thing you're going to do instead of having a phone conversation.
Yeah, because having a phone conversation through a screen and then up close and personal is two different things. People are going to act different. And that's called two-faced right there. Fake people. Like, they can act like a whole nice person on the phone, and then in real life, they come up to you and they act like they don't even know you, and that whatever they said, like, oh, we're just playing around, this and the third. Like, we were just joking. But at the end of the day, that's not how the other female, the other gentleman, how they feel. That's not how they feel. And I feel like people don't take that into consideration. They just worry about themselves.
Right on. Right the fuck on. Like, I'm just listening to all this niceness right now. And I'm just taking it in.
You gotta have a cold heart. Like you said, I got a cold ass heart.
Be a cold bitch. Be a cold bitch.
See, the difference between me, let me just tell you something. Me and Julie are the opposites. Like, and then
you are.
And me and Julie, we sound low key alike. So, like, if we're talking, Julie has a more high pitched voice. I have a little bit more deeper voice. So
you have a man voice. Yeah. Hi, everybody. It's Jackie.
So don't get confused because a lot of people get confused with our voices. But anyway, for me, when it comes to relationships, I feel like I don't even get into relationships, to be honest. Little flings. They're on and offs. And I put myself.
Why is that?
Because I feel like, me personally, I will go after looks first. If you're cute, you're cute. And I go after them. And yeah, I try to play a little hard to get. But then sometimes I come off as a friend first. Because some boys don't like all that. They don't like, oh, because, okay, so this boy that I was trying to talk to, his name's Roger, because I don't care if he watches this.
Yeah, fuck you, Roger.
Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, fuck you.
But basically, that weird-ass name. But anyway, so what happened was that I saw he was looking real good, but I didn't approach him, like, how any, because he was like, oh, a lot of girls come up to me, and they're automatically like, oh, you look good, play hard to get. I didn't play like that. But more of the story, I thought he was cute. I went for it. We dated for a week. But then that's when I found out he was boring as fuck. And me, I like...
After a week.
Like, yeah, and I go after fun. And, like, I make my decision so quick. Like quick. Like, if I don't like you, I'll know by, like, the second day. And Julie came...
Yes, he was not funny at all. He made the corniest jokes. And, like, look. And this is sad to say, but... Jackie said I was funnier than him. That's a compliment.
Yeah, that is.
Bitch is
free, because you're not funny at
She's
all.
Isn't.
Yeah, you're really boring. You really are boring. No offense. I love you, Julie, but you are fucking boring.
But I told him that, and then he started crying like a little bitch. Because I told him that.
And you, what did you say to him? Did you say, save your fucking tears for the pillow? Because we ain't got confidence.
I told him, I was like, okay, listen. I was like, I don't feel like you're funny. I feel like you're boring. Like, and me, I'm really blunt, and I don't know how not to be blunt. That's the difference between me and Julie. Julie's all nice and sweet. She always says yes. I'm no.
She'll be like, you're boring, but, like, you have this weirdness about you that I'm really
she
into.
She was like, you're boring, but, like, it's you. Like, it's whatever. Like, it's you. Not me, bitch. Really, if you're boring, you're boring. Do you, not with me, though. Go find someone else.
She would say that. She would.
But I told him, I was like, you're boring. And then he started crying. He was like, no, give me a second chance. I hate when boys cry. Like, if I love you, I will love you for your tears. But if I don't love you, if I don't like you, if I'm not digging you and you're crying for me, boy, bye.
He just saw too much in Jackie. Right. Like, he already was calling her these relationship names, wanted to marry her. Like,
yeah,
he was just saying
things. Literally, not, we weren't even dating. He was like, oh, I love you. And that turned me off real quick, because that's when I did not want to go fast. And that, like, just threw me off completely. I don't like moving too, everyone's different, but I don't like moving too fast in a relationship.
Yeah, he wanted to get married with you. That's a little weird. At that age, anyway, like, you don't even picture.
Chris, you remember someone who was like that, right?
Yeah.
We ain't gonna say names, but somebody was like that with me.
If you know, you know. Yes. That's what I'm saying. If you know,
wanted to marry me, like, he saw everything, but I wasn't there.
He saw everything. He saw everything but a crystal tree in front of him. He saw everything.
But
a crystal tree in front of him. He didn't see.
But that's me and Jackie. Me and Jackie, we don't last. And, like, if we like someone in relationships, we don't last, because I feel like...
I'm not going after boys no more. They come to me for now.
Yeah, I've always been like that.
Ooh, yeah, you
I
tell
gave
them.
Up on people. Always making me this...
Show me what your mama gave you, girl. Show me what that gave you.
Yeah. She gave me some fucking common sense. That's what she gave me.
Yeah, I'm tired of people making me feel like I'm a second choice. That happened to me so many times that at this point, I'm done with relationships.
I can't relate.
Like, I would never put myself in a position where I would be, like, someone's second choice. If I was,
Yeah, why do you think I cut some people off?
Exactly, because if you really like someone, there wouldn't even be a first, second, or third choice. It would just be number one.
Exactly. But these people, like I said, don't know their options.
They don't. They like to have girls around and then just try to see which one they like the most, but...
And fuck them which way.
Period.
In the period. But girls, we got to take a quick break real quick on the Scavoli Show. And then, guys, when we come back, I will ask my two beautiful girls about how they first met me and what did they think of me. Because I already know what they really thought of me, but what did they really, really think about this favorite white boy that everybody says so about me, you know? So we're going to talk about that. And then also, we're going to be playing a game that I'm just going to make up on the spot. And these girls are going to be answering questions, or we'll just play a random game called Would You Rather, which I love to play. Scavoli edition. Oh, shit. But we'll be right back, guys, on the Scavoli Show. Just stay tuned. girls, we'll be back. Just take a break. Go pee if you're on your period. I don't give a shit. Don't care. Go in your tampon, whatever. We'll be right back on the Skip Ollie Show. Welcome back, everybody. I was just doing like the whipping a nay nay right now because that song hits you go. Like when you start the podcast, oh my God, that tune just gets you in a mood. Like I just want to like dance and shake my nunus around. Oh my God, I felt it. But welcome back, guys, to the Scavoli Show and our two beautiful, crazy motherfucking bitches, Jackie and Julie. Are you girls there?
Here.
Unfortunately, you're here. Unfortunately. All right. Unfortunately.
You asked us to be here.
I did. I love you girls. Don't worry. I don't care what anyone says about you girls. I love you.
Aww.
If that makes any sense. Because I did not know what I was saying. It's okay. We'll get through it together. So before we cut to break, I said, how did you girls get to know me? Like, I know we met like in a strange way, like 1, 2, 3 at a volleyball game where you girls go to school. And like, what did you think of to me after that night you met me and you went home? And like, explain to the people, like, what is Chris? Like, who is this white boy and why is he here?
He's the funniest boy in the whole entire world. After like, as soon as I met him, like it might sound crazy, but like I had a connection, like a complete connection with him. Me and my sister, like, we both had a, like, an attraction because you're just so funny. Like, he just makes me happy for some reason.
Yeah, like we met in our school during a volleyball game, and Chris turned to us and just started talking to us, and then me and Jackie just jumped in, and it's like I'm not that type of person to just talk to a stranger, but
yeah,
like.
She's shy.
Like, he instantly made me feel, like,
comfortable.
Welcome. Like, he, like, lightened up the mood. Like, you speak to him, he just lightens up the mood. You can't have a bad day. Like,
most people won't say shit to you. They'll just watch the game. They'll make friends or nothing. But he turned around and was like, hey, bitch.
Yes. The first day, he's already cursing at us. And he's already, like, looking at me like, all right, I'm going to have a friend at, like, this dumb bitch. Okay. All right.
Bitch that's slow.
But it's all out of love. Like, we love him, he loves us, and our friendship from the beginning until now has never changed. We're honest, straightforward, and we're just very comfortable and just, like, we have a great time together.
We really do.
And I'm, like, tearing up a little because I'm a little emotional bitch, you know? I'm a little emotional.
You have your moments.
I do, you know? I do. But no girl will ever love me in their mind, so that's okay. I'm going to be alone forever,
please.
I'm a loner forever. I'm just gonna have my baby Yodas all over the place, and they're gonna be my they're gonna be my kids. You know, just eating chicken nuggets like I sent you those photos.
Oh my gosh!
But girls, I just want to get a little into. Now, I was gonna say something, but I forgot what I was gonna mention. I don't know what I was gonna talk about. I was gonna go right for it, but we're gonna play a game first, and then if it comes back to me towards the end, I'll just say it. So we're gonna play a game called "Would You Rather Scavoli Show." Edition.
Yes,
dun,
bitch.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, yes, bitch. Did you just see that? Oh my God, are we playing the game? Yes, we are. We're playing the game. Oh yeah, you guys are gonna love this game. Oh yes, they are. So the first, now you girls, you know how would you rather goes, but we're gonna do it a little different. I can't see you. You cannot see me. So I want you to put a hand up, like a five, like a high five, and then every time, like if I say, "Would you rather?" Would you do this or would you do this? Oh, wait. That doesn't make sense.
And Chris, you lost me. That's a lie.
I'm smarter than Julian. You lost me too. When you should put 5 fingers up, I was like, okay.
I was like, when do I go down?
Yeah, I was like,
when
do I put it down?
I was like, where am I going with this?
All right, retake. Come on, retake. Let's try it again, sweetheart. Come on.
All right. I think I'm back. Oh my God, hiccup.
Okay.
Hold on, I need some water. I'm dying.
You supposed to put 5 fingers up. He's said put one down. Which one you choose?
Let him get to some.
Yeah, let him relax.
Oh my god, I'm a little emotional now. All right. So this is gonna be my. Oh my god, I'm hiccuping.
God. Oh my god.
All right, we're just gonna play fucking Would You Rather Normal Edition.
Okay.
He's telling me he's choked.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I gotta drink water.
It's like a breath.
Yeah, hold your breath. Count 30 backwards. Like.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, it's counted 30.
It's not 40, bitch.
Oh.
You really can't hold
the
breath for nothing.
All right. Waiting for him.
Whew, I'm a little dying over here.
You'll be fine.
You're fine. Get a grip.
Oh, my God. Get a grip. Oh, my God. This is my show. I got to get a grip.
Yeah, get a grip.
I feel like this is my last episode of the world right now. Like, so emotional.
It's coronavirus.
It's gonna kill me. But all right. We're just going to play Would You Rather. All right. Who wants to go first? Or you want me to say to Julie, and then Julie says to Jackie, and then Jackie says to me.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it that way. All right, Jujubee. Would you rather hug a tree or climb a tree? Ooh. These questions get harder, so just so you know, this is an easy one.
Yeah, I was about to say I would definitely hug a tree.
All right. All the way around or, like, butt first?
You hug a tree from the ground. Like, how are you supposed to hug a tree?
You do that? You sure? I do it the right way. I try, like...
You walk to a tree and you just hug it.
Yeah, but I try, like, different ways. Like, you never try to naked? Hugging the tree naked? Huh? Like,
naked in Africa, naked in America. It's not that type of show.
Like, ass to trunk?
Like, you never tried that?
Or the other way?
Wow. No. Silence. Just silence.
That's silence.
That's silence. That means you never did.
Yeah, I leave it as that. But,
all right, Juju. Ask Jackie a question, bitch.
Let me see. Would you rather drink a cup of blood or drink a cup of saliva?
Ooh, that's a both gross.
Makes it harder to decide.
You're both getting AIDS as you're doing it. So. Either or, you're getting something.
Oh,
all right.
Because I feel like saliva. I don't know. Saliva, would it be my saliva?
Who knows?
No, because that's nasty. Be someone else's. That's dirty. They're breakfast things. Can I imagine? Yeah.
And you're going to drink someone's blood because you think they're pure.
I don't know. I choose blood, though, bro. Like, I choose blood.
Yeah, blood. You can actually, like, I don't know if that's, like, blood infusion or something like that, but I feel like if you drink blood, it helps you out actually. Because if you're losing blood, you need more blood, right?
Exactly.
Something like that. Yeah, I'm fucking doctoring. Like, I should fuck college. I'm going for my doctor degree. Oh, yeah. Jackie, ask me a question now.
So, Chris, would you rather have nipples for eyes or eyes for nipples?
Ooh. I like that because I actually always wanted that. Like, I always wanted to play with my eyes as nipples, like, tickle them a little, take the little nip and, like, squeeze it a little, go, but I think I would want nipples for eyes. Like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Like, especially if I'm a girl, like, I can get eye fucked.
Oh my god.
You know? Fuck yeah. Best times ever.
Oh my god.
All right, Juju, you're up. Would you rather... let's think of something for Juju. Would you rather jump off a cliff and die? Or would you rather... I don't want to say it, but I think I have to. I don't have to, but I just like to say it. Would you rather jump off a tree and die? Or would you rather lay down and get run over by a train and live?
Shouldn't it be the opposite?
No, you're gonna, like, fucking live. This is my fucking show.
Like, if you jump off the tree, you live. All right,
If you get hit by if you get run over by a train, you survive the train accident. So fucking take it.
I will be paralyzed.
Bitch, shut the fuck up.
Well, you're still fucking alive. Still fucking alive.
I want to live, so I'm guessing I'm going to have to get hit by a train.
Oh, you know what we do on the Scavoli show? We twist the words. Actually, you'll die. So, bitch, you just die by a train. Oh, bam, 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 bam.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun. Scavoli edition. Bitch.
But wouldn't I die from both either way, depending how tall the tree was?
You think too much.
Yeah, you think too much. You just fucking answer it. Yeah. Like, it's like nipple with eyes. Like, I just thought about, like, just touching them and eye-fucking them. Like, you guys just gotta think that way.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, like, this is not a show that you think. This is a show that you fucking answer. All right? Julie, ask Jackie.
Would you have no fingers or no toes?
Now, Jackie, we all know you like to suck those toes, so.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. No toes or no fingers?
One of them gonna turn out his fist, but have no
bits.
I would say, see, if it was me, I would say no toes.
Yeah, no toes.
Because, yeah, because I can live without not walking.
And you know that comes in handy. You get in a fight, you take your shoes off. I got fists on my feet.
Oh my god!
You about to knock someone out with your feet?
No. Okay, Prince.
Like Kangaroo you ready? Jack. Yeah, I'm ready.
Would you rather drown?
Oh.
Or die from fire?
I would rather be burnt.
Wow. Really?
She just went with it. I would like to be burned.
I feel like if you drown, that'll just like.
Because I can't swim anyway, so that's just the death waiting to happen anyway. So, like, I'm just going to drown like the Titanic. Like, Jack.
Yeah, I it's feel like Rose. If you being burned like fire, you'll just like die in agony. But, like, in water, yeah. Like, someone's actually drowning you, so, like, you'll die in agony anyway.
Yeah, so I can't swim anyway, so I would rather be burned to death. Because then I'll feel like Daenerys Targaryen and like Game of Thrones, like I can outlive this, but in reality I just die.
Yeah.
You know, and just flesh blurting blood. I know, just so much thinking. Juju, would you rather have a dick for a forehead or have five eyes?
Five eyes, because your bitch wear glasses, so I need all the eyes I can see.
Oh, yeah, you can't really see that good anyway. Helen Keller.
I need all the eyes I can
oh,
see.
Oh, fucking burn. Burn.
Why are you laughing?
Did you ask Jackie?
Y'all been asking some crazy ones. I gotta upgrade.
Yeah, you gotta up your game, girl.
Y'all talking about death, so you know what?
We talk about death on the show.
Yes, sir. Ask me a question, bitch.
I'm always bad at what you rather. Let's see. Would you rather get eaten alive by bees? Like, bees are just attacking you, stinging you, just eating you alive. You're just swollen to death.
My God.
You die. Or would you rather get eaten up by an alligator?
Oh, fuck.
Alligator.
Yeah, alligators. Quick and easy.
That's peaceful.
Well,
quick and easy.
It's not peaceful, bitch, but, like, it's fast.
They're like,
I'm fast enough.
It's fast enough. It just takes you underwater and that you died. He kills you. You're done. End game. I'm up, Jackie.
Okay. Christopher. Would you rather eat. I just call him Christopher because I want him to.
Oh.
Now, would you rather
right.
eat a tarantula?
Oh.
Or would you rather eat a puffer fish?
Oh, I hate fucking fish. What the fuck, Jackie? I hate fish and spiders at the fucking same time. I would kill them both in a heartbeat.
Is it pufferfish? Stabbing with like my fork. Pufferfish is like poison, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I know I don't talk about my fish like that, you know.
But the tarantula's
I would say that furry monster's on me right now, like going through my skin, like I'm feeling it. But I would say a tarantula. I would say a tarantula.
A tarantula? Mm.
Yeah. I wouldn't say a puffer fish because I wouldn't eat it. Because I would say, what the fuck is that? And they would go, oh, it's a puffer fish. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. I don't want it. But last round, guys. So we got to make these good questions.
All right.
So one more for Julie, one more for Jackie.
All right, gotcha.
All right, Julie, you're up. All right. Would you rather? Gotta make it good. Would you rather kiss Shawn Mendes and marry Shawn Mendes and be on with your married life? Just you two, no Camila Cabello to hold you down, because that's what keeping Shawn Mendes down, you know, it's keeping him from going towards his dreams. Or would you marry your boyfriend, Levy? Oh, I said that name right. Mm-hmm. Got to think real hard about this one, because he might be listening out there. And if you pick Shawn Mendes, he might disown you.
No, that's not fair, because he knows how much I love Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, that's what I. That's why it gets like, juicier every second you answer.
Like, obviously, I'll love to kiss Shawn Mendes. Like,
Shawn Mendes is prettier than Levy. Just think about the looks, sweetheart.
Think about the looks and the money.
Yeah, oh, please. I'm not a gold digger.
Oh, come on.
For one night, you can.
I don't know.
Ooh, I've been thinking. She's thinking.
I made her think for once.
She just got that right now.
I'll go with Shawn Mendes.
Oh,
like trust me, I love him. Trust me, but like
Shawn Mendes.
I don't know. Yeah. Like,
I think I would even do that. I'm not gay or anything, but I would like if he offered me to marry you. Yeah. I would. Like if he was like no sex, you know, no sex involved, just. Just walk down the aisle with me so we're married and you can have everything you want. I'll be okay. What? All right, I'll be there. You know, with time, give me a date, give me an airplane tracking, you know. Okay, Julie, you asked Jackie one more.
Okay. Would you rather walk into a room and let your ex Roger be in there? Right?
Ooh.
Right? And you know, you guys have to have sex, you're gonna have his kids, everything.
Oh, yeah.
You're Roger stuck with him for kid. Life.
Or what else?
Or
think of a good one. Make her think.
I would, but then that's too easy. Oh. I would say, yeah, make I it would hard. Say that, but it's easy.
Try.
Or all right. Or would you open the other door and let it be full of zombies?
Oh come on! I would open the zombies. Take me out of my misery.
Which one? You rather die or live?
I had to be Roger for the rest of my life.
Have a kid, everything.
He's boring as hell.
So babe, you want to get some chicken tonight?
I was gonna say like, someone else, but I knew you would have picked that door. So
I thought you were gonna say Nate.
I was, but I knew you would have picked that door in a heartbeat. You would have been like, "Heck yeah, Nate!"
I think all of us would pick Nate.
So which door?
I'll pick Roger only for the sex though.
Oh, okay.
God loves sex and drugs, you know?
Yeah.
Jackie, one more for me, girl. One more good one for me.
Rather.
Oh, where... shit. She got loud.
Oh, I have it in my mind, but...
Gotta save it for next time, girl.
Would you rather wear one color for the rest of your life or listen to one song for the rest of your life?
One song for the rest of my life.
Really?
I can just be naked for the rest of the time, you know?
Oh, my God. I thought you would play the clothes.
Are we like soulmates? I would do clothes, but I think songs are meaningful to me. Not I think clothes and music is meaningful to me and describe what I not do, but like describe me as a person, really. But I think music would describe me more because I don't know. Music I love more than clothes. I don't know. It's like a weird love. So yeah, I think I would do music for the rest of my life.
I know, right? Black.
But that you would choose black. You would. But get girls, thank you so much for being on today.
No problem.
You're welcome.
I love you girls so much. Thank you for the nice compliments. Thank you for killing me almost on no my problem. Show, choking on air. You know, mm-hmm. On air. But before we go, where can everybody find you on the socials? Juju, you can go first.
My Instagram is juju_rose.
And my Instagram is amor, AMOR_JJACK, Jack.
Oh, that's so cute. I like how you did that. That was like, girl code. Like, I go first, and then you back me up. Okay, girl? You back me up.
Oh, my gosh.
All the way. And then, guys, you can find me on Instagram, at The Scavoli Show, or at Scavoli Show, whatever you put in. And my personal Instagram is Chris_Scavoli. You can follow me on Twitter, at The Scavoli Show. And you can follow me on Snapchat, Chris.Scavoli. And I hope you guys love this episode, because this was one of the funnest episodes I think I've done, but I did a lot of fun episodes.
Oh, so my God. Don't... Bitch, stop lying.
I was just gonna say, don't feel too like confident that you guys are my like favorite episode ever. So don't like fucking like write a story about it, right?
Are you doing?
Yes, Julie.
All right.
That bitch likes to write everything. Whole damn life story.
She's writing right yes. now. But thank you guys for joining me. I love you girls. I'll talk to you girls right after. Thank you guys for joining in on the Scavoli Show. And there's more episodes to come soon. Hope you guys enjoy this one. Love y'all. Be safe out there. Wash your hands. Wash your balls. Wash your coochie. Wash your toochie. Wash your noonies. Wash everything, because you guys are fucking filthy. Because we all know you guys are not taking. You got. We all know that you guys are not taking showers
yes,
in Corona.
Stay
we
home,
all fucking
stay
know
the
that.
Fuck
yes,
indoors.
Stay home. Yes, stay don't inside. Drink some water. Don't spread the coronavirus. Drink water. Hiccup a little, because I almost died on my show. But it's all right. We're going to get through it. Good night, motherfuckers. I hate you all so fucking.